I'm gonna turn on the ceiling light here. Help.
Yeah, go turn on that ceiling light. Oh, he didn't even have to pull up. Look how lazy he got to be.
Dude, I could be lazier if we had a clapper. There is no clapper.
Dang. Man, you remember that commercial, the clapper?
Mm-hmm. Clap on.
Yeah, I remember it from Wayne's World mostly.
Gosh, that was so good. But, yeah, today, boys, we're talking Dynasty.
Dude, not only are we talking Dynasty, we're talking about Hannigan. I'm assuming Derek's recording because he leapt into the subject matter for today.
A little bit, yeah, probably.
I'm on my back foot here because he's got podcast. I'm working with some drink here.
Yeah, as you could probably tell, audience, he was saying, I'm the one in control. It cuts in a little bit in and out, but we're making it work.
Yeah, we're doing our best here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how we do. You know how we do.
We do our best most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Smells like a used diaper in Indian food.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Ah, that's the one I remembered.
That's the one ever.
Oh man, Spud, how you boys doing today?
Doing good,
dude. I'm in air conditioning for the first time in a couple days.
Nice.
For the folks at home that aren't keeping score, these boys are in lovely Florida, and the AC in our condo shit the bed on Wednesday. And I am currently at my brother's place because he's out of town and he needed someone to do some dog sitting for him.
I think that's
win-win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get to spend time with a puppy. This camera right here. She's one.
Oh, you're cutting in now, buddy.
I'm doing what I can here, man. I got nothing else running. Just this.
No worries.
Welcome to the backwoods of Florida. He lives in the middle of nowhere.
You know, the funny part is there's no excuse today for not having this done for Monday for me, because it's not like I have to wait for it to actually show up in the drive, where it's, you know, you've already uploaded it, but Google just hasn't allowed me to see it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you have the fun experience of trying to find the file.
Exactly. Yeah, well,
it's just hiding it in its back pocket from you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you were looking for what? Oh, let me go check.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting right back here on the shelf. It hasn't come in yet, sir.
It's the meme of that in front of whether or not it's going to...
Yeah. Oh, man. But Dynasty, boys, it's happening right... Well, actually, in like a half hour, I think, or 20 minutes as of recording. 6 p.m.
Yeah.
is the start of the show.
Yeah, the pre-show. 6 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
Pre-show, we've got the game versus Bullet Club Gold. Winners take all match for both the ROH and the AEW Trios titles. Six-man champs. And we got, let's see, Trent Beretta versus Matt Seidel. Nothing on that, just singles match.
Yep.
OC and Shibata, the wrestler Derek last week, versus Shane Taylor.
Exactly. Yes, I was going to say I did forget him. I'm glad you remembered that, Alex. That's actually the big match I'm looking forward to. There's only a couple others I'm really looking forward to, but that's a big one for me.
Yeah, as far as the pre-show goes, yeah. Like Shane Taylor, the past several weeks has just like shown why he was brought on board, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Lee Moriarty, it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a great match.
Look, I'm going to say this because I can, and we have a platform to say a stupid thing. But I love Lee Moriarty, but Homeboy needs different wrestling gear. When he's out there, it looks like he's wearing diapers.
Yes, thank you.
Have him call whoever does Seth freaking Rollins and his wife.
Yeah. No, legitimately, get him somebody with some fucking, like, some skills and get him out of that style of, like, little undies he's got.
Yeah, I think you're right, though, because it does remind me of undies. If editing Derek remembers, he will put that in here.
That might be his choice, though. Like, it's very comfortable. You have no idea.
That's true. That's true. I do not have privilege of trying.
That's a good point. Booty
shorts. I mean, I'll be honest. I wear style man panties from MeUndies because they're softer than, you know, baby shit.
I wear boxer briefs 9 times out of 10, so...
I go with the trunks because they show off the butt.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm thinking about wearing those things that a lot of women wrestlers wear, like Rhea Ripley wears, where it's like a belt, but it like has straps that go underneath your butt cheeks to help enhance the look of your butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Avoid the double. Yeah, kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Hank Hill in it otherwise. Even when I weighed more, I still had no ass, so...
Me and you both, brother. Like, just a leg to back, just a straight... That's what I was... It was a 2x4.
Yep.
That's me.
Hell, it inverts too fast, you know? Like, it's bad. It's bad, audience.
You have to carry an inflatable donut to sit down?
Yep. Yep. Heat is sapped from my butt, like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So don't. I never sit on concrete. Never sit on concrete.
It's not. It's never good to sit on concrete. That's how you get hemorrhoids.
Exactly. But it happens quicker when you have no ass. So
mm-hmm. Just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying. But you know, you get used to it after a while. It's a thing that just happens.
You accept your fate.
Yeah. Squats don't do shit. So whatever.
Jump into the main card. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe, the Rated R Chicken, I think is the name that Copeland with, versus House of Black. Malachi Black, Brody King, Buddy Matthews.
Yep.
This is just going to be a silly, you know, hodgepodge of carny bullshit, and I'm all here for it. Copeland the past couple of weeks has been showing like stuff that he hasn't done in years. Yeah. Fighting Penta. He was busting out the head scissors left and right, doing shit he hasn't done probably 30 years.
I'm expecting a lot out of this match, to be honest with you. I think that one of the things that AEW has been doing correctly has been these trios matches. And mm-hmm. Copeland leading the charge on a lot of these style matches is worth it. Perfect heel. Just absolute dad.
Dude, he's just out there having fun, and you know, for a guy at this stage in his career, I don't think he'd ask for like, sign the Legends contract with collect a paycheck and occasionally show up to do like a promo.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be one of those when he decides to fully retire. It's gonna be quite the send off.
And when he does retire from in ring stuff, he's got. You know, shift to like a producer role or something like
that. Definitely.
Like, him and Christian working together, setting up like tag matches for some younger guys is going to be beautiful.
I mean, heck, just working talent for working on how to be heels and such and how to put themselves over during a match. I think like there's a lot he could really teach if he decided to retire sooner rather mm-hmm. than later.
Yeah, hopefully it's later.
Yeah.
As long as he's got gas in the tank, level.
Well, yeah. I mean, plus you have him with alongside like Eddie Kingston. Yeah, come on, boy. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna get a great match tonight. I know this is a releasing audience for you guys the day after, so let us know how you felt about that match because a lot of this for us is predictions before we turn it on in a little bit. So,
yeah. Also, quick shout out to Stokely Hathaway on backstage. Segment he had where he apologized to Eddie Kingston words.
Oh man, I think that honestly, them just ignoring now the punk stuff and just moving on with these storylines is like the best opportunity they have.
Oh, absolutely. The promo that Tony Storm done, I think it was like that the other day.
Uh-huh.
After the run-in with Thunder Rosa on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You know, just the way that she elevates it. I mean, let's talk about their bets. And me personally, I want Tony to keep it.
Because what?
Because Tony Storm's like doing fantastic right now. I wonder.
Yeah, I'm glad Thunder Rose is back. Obviously, mm-hmm. I think it would be too soon to put anything on her right now. I think she needs to build up heat more again.
Yeah, I mean the last like how many promos she's done has just been the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, I mean, you put a belt on her like right now, you're really just killing the namesake for that belt. Like,
mm-hmm.
Let her fall, let the belt stay, and then later down the road, let it be, you know, like be a rivalry that builds up where she then maybe takes the belt. But either way, yeah. I'm just glad Thunder Rose is back. So.
Oh yeah, I mean she's been around for a while now, just Spanish commentary for AEW, but seeing her back in the ring is a hopefully now she can finally put to bed those rumors and founded allegations difficult to work with.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too. Walsh, if you've never seen Thunder Rosa, she does like the she's like a skull on her face.
Yeah, like the sugar skull for yeah. like a damn
Yeah, for Day of the Dead. Yeah, thank you. Great wrestler overall. A lot of riz.
A lot of fun to watch in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a pretty good, like, aggressive style. She likes to lay hard, stiff, so it looks real good.
Yeah. Any of you that haven't watched AEW before, and you go back to watch some old matches, definitely watch some old Thunder Rosa clips because you're going to see some great matches out of that.
Yeah, particularly her stuff with when they did the Lights Out match. Oh, man. That was a heck of a show.
We have Hook versus Chris Jericho, our resident insurrectionist supporter.
Dude, did you see he trademarked the Jericho Vortex and then used it on TV?
Yo, that's awesome.
Oh. Well, something that the internet wrestling community has referred to as the Jericho Vortex is basically Chris Jericho like finding younger talent to kind of suck in and like force to work with him. So that way he can continually try and stay relevant, and then he just kind of drags them down with him. And now he just trademarked it himself. He's like, I'm going to make it work.
That's not something you make work for you.
No.
I mean, we're at a point in Chris Jericho's career where, honestly, he should be just putting over other wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yes, in a sense, this kind of does, but I don't know if taking over that gimmick as a gimmick is a good thing. Like,
no.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Jericho's been around long enough to know that he can put stuff out there and have it land. I just don't think this is it.
Well, that's kind of like the strange situation that we have right now. He has always been able to, like, have the career he's had by knowing when to change things up. When to go away for a little bit, come back with something new. Mm-hmm. And it, he's so stale right now, and he seems to refuse to do the thing that he is like known for doing, for being the best at it.
That's what makes no sense to me. Like, I like him like latching onto Hook, I feel like brings Hook down at this point. Mm-hmm. Whereas like 3 years ago, this would have been like a big elevation for Hook.
Yeah. I will say that it was a decent angle on shoved Taz down, but I don't think they really like nailed the. I think it was a good setup, but I don't think they quite got where they need.
I agree, because it's not the same as Dirty Dom and Ray with their kind of thing. It is its own beast, but yeah, at the moment I don't see this really going far.
Nah. I mean, hopefully this kind of like puts a little button on it and like he goes in a tour a couple months.
Yeah. Because I've been seeing rumors that he's actually been kind of looking around because his, I think it's next year, beginning of next year or so, that his contract expires.
Yeah. Someone whose contract just expired recently was fucking Matt Hardy, who just showed up at TNA.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. I saw that as well. That surprised me.
Yeah, because he was teasing stuff with the Carney wrestlers. They're going to work. They're going to be Carneys. And he apparently like just swerved everybody. He's like, no, we're back Broken Matt Hardy at TNA.
Yeah, I was going to say Broken Matt Hardy, man. Like, it's weird. But, you know, TNA needs a shakeup like this, to be honest with you.
I mean, ever since they got rid of Scott DeMore, it feels like they've been going up and down a little bit, kind of drastically, because you see something real cool, then you see something like something real cool, then shit, what's this?
Yeah, it's weird because like when we talked about Night 2 last week, we only just highlighted the belt changes and stuff at the end, which was really big, honestly. It was all over Threads. It was everywhere. It was all over Instagram. But again, everything kind of just went silent immediately after and kind of fell right back into a lull again. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, they still have got like time to kind of figure. Apparently, the show they just did had a great audience, they like sold out. I mean, they didn't do huge numbers, but they did like good TNA numbers. Like it was over 1,000 people at least.
Oh, good.
And usually, usually they cap out at 1,000. That's their peak.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I tend to have to watch like TNA stuff after the fact, which annoys me. But
well, it's all like pre-recorded anyway.
No, I know, but. Being able to watch it and help the numbers be boosted the night of.
Yeah.
It's just hard sometimes, man. I mean, we all have a busy schedule. What do we got next? We got Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, cool. Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, for the AEW International Championship.
Yeah. This one, I could go either way on. Like, I feel like Roderick Strong really hasn't had the title matches for that long to really mean anything for a title reign. But him and Roderick Strong, they're magic. Like, yeah. Roderick Strong's one of those guys that he's gotten insane. This one could go super long and they can make something great happen. I'm just telling the story. Like, you know, who can outlast who? Or they could do something even more surprising. Or no.
Yeah, I'm curious how this one's going to go down. I think you are right that his matches really haven't been so amazing to where it's really meaningful yet for his title reign. This one could be it though.
It could be.
I think this one, especially if they allow it to be more of a grudge style match, you're going to see that who can outlast who gets gas first. And who takes advantage. Personally, I think Kyle might take the belt.
I mean, I would be for that just so I could with some gold around his waist and use it like an air guitar to see him do. Do some Wild Stallions air guitaring. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. I think that would be great, personally. If Roderick retains, though, this could be a great way to boost his career right now because he is technically on the up. It's just been a very slow incline, so.
Yeah, like, And he's one of those guys that he's incredible in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen anything that, that talks about him being super stiff or like unsafe or anything. And he puts on quite a show, regardless of how stale the match might end up being at the end of the day.
Yeah, and his moveset is incredibly dangerously looking.
Yes.
You know, the pop-up backbreakers that he does, the jumping knee, all fantastic. He looks, you know, deadly in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess talking about it, I can definitely see Roderick retaining, but if they wanted it, if they wanted to do some carny bullshit, they would probably put the belt on Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be a redemption arc for Roderick.
Could be. Could also be a way for them to something in with, you know, Adam Cole, who, as far as I know, is still injured. And they don't have a timeline, at least publicly, out there when his return. Could give him something to do. Put him in there, too.
That'd be nice, yeah, because I haven't seen anything either on that. But I'm looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be a very strong match for tonight. Again, audience, you know, obviously you're listening to this either the day after or well after. Who knows? But let us know what you thought about that match.
Yeah. Another match that has injury implications. Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. I believe I read like a week and a half ago now at this point. Julia Hart was actually injured. And this may be a way to like write her off of TV for a little bit, maybe get the belt off of her and let her, you know, get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Or it just wasn't that serious of an injury. I think it was something with her shoulder.
I guess that's going to be very dependent on whether or not this is just a storyline or not. I do remember the shoulder injury now that you're bringing it up. I don't know. I think the fact that it's a house rules match, it leads me to believe she's dropping the belt tonight.
I mean, I've got no problem with it.
Same.
The TBS title and that going situation, women in that mix, I think they can keep it interesting without her having the, you know.
I think so too, especially because AEW does have more storylines than just belt focused, which is really nice. Granted, not every storyline is equal, but the fact that, especially with women's matches and such, there's actually stuff going on outside of the title matches. Whether or not she has to drop the belt and recuperate, I don't think it'll matter, because if anything, it'll just make more heat on some of the other storylines going on right now.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're, you know, doing a little bit long, and Mercedes, considering that, you know, Mercedes got injured with Willow when she dropped her belt in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something you could work in there.
A nice revenge maybe. Play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're seeing these long-term kind of playouts because it wasn't really brought up in WWE, but Sammy versus Gunther. Like, Sammy stripped Gunther of the belt years ago, or of a belt years ago, and just did it again. So, I mean, AEW would be smart to do a long-term storyline play like this, personally.
And, you know, they're known for acknowledging stuff that happened outside, you know, we shouldn't, not afraid to work in, you know, with New Japan and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, hell, Moxley's the IG WP.
Yes. Quite the return, too, not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
If any of you haven't seen that, his return back to AEW was well-received and very blunt in his kind of style, and I loved it.
Yeah, dude, Jon Moxley makes me want to run through a fire.
Yeah, dude. I would literally jump through a ring of fire if he was like, hey, if you want to wrestle me, you gotta jump. I'd be like, dude, I'm jumping.
Also, I love his new look now with the gimmick of like, just, all right, I'm balding, whatever. Acceptance, it works for him. He's got a great head for it.
It works. I do not have a great head, as you can see. It's not a good head for this. That's so bad. so bad. Ugh.
We'll just get you some of that spray-on stuff they used to put on TV back in the 80s.
Yeah, or the one that, like, it shakes, like, dust onto your head.
Oh, no.
And it, like, fills in the cracks. But, I mean, there's a lot of cracks going on here, boys. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It's going to get you bad hat.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to Tim Pool this shit.
What does he do?
What you're doing, wearing a beanie. But you're not balding. You just wear beanies for fun. Does it to hide male pattern baldness. I own that shit.
Well, that's because he's a coward, Derek. He's a coward.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he honestly believes that people shit in litter boxes, so fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. Someone who doesn't shit in litter boxes, though, is Kazuchika Okada going up against Pac for... We got the Continental Championship.
Yes. And I believe, personally, this will be the match of the night.
Oh, this match is going to fuck.
Yes.
Like, straight up, they are going to... It's going to fuck hard. Is that? That's the only way to describe it.
Walsh, if you don't remember, Pac used to be in WWE.
Under the name Neville.
Yeah, Neville.
Wasn't he in the Harry Potter movies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is the same one, yes.
That's not a wrestling character off of. Come on.
He is the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a great wrestler. It was a huge loss for WWE and a huge gain for AEW, because I think I was over at your house, Alex, on his debut. Which, gosh, that was like, what, 2020, 2021, somewhere around there?
Yeah, it was a while ago, yeah.
Maybe 2019, it was something like that. But it was a huge loss for WWE. And
yeah.
Putting his kind of style of wrestling, which is kind of like heavy-handed in many ways, but still like, you know, cruiser flyer against Okada, yeah, is going to be a great matchup. Great matchup.
Dude, I loved, was it last week when Okada had them against, like, a jobber? And... he was beating the shit out of him, but he looked doing it.
Uh-huh.
I was dying laughing. He's like, "Ah, you're still here? Drop. What?
Man.
Drop kick. God. Just stay down."
The way they're building up Okada, man, is so good. It's just so good. His matches in New Japan were amazing, and I feel like he's just going to elevate the brand over time. Like, he was such a huge fucking pickup.
Dude, like, he is one of the all-time greats. But, like, I had no idea what they were going to do. Because they couldn't keep doing his, like, New Japan stuff. Because he was, like, the top guy getting exhausted from, like, all the trying to take him down. Mm-hmm. And instead, they've turned him into this guy who's just like, "No, I'm a living legend. I don't have time for this. I'm bored of this. I need no challengers because there is no one to top me." It's so great.
It's a great play, and especially with him being basically like the money man, like
the rainmaker.
Yeah, like it works. I think AEW, it kind of pisses me off because AEW totally could have done this style play more with Mercedes, and I think it would have hit just as hard as it does with him. I feel like they almost went that route and then kind of had to swerve sideways with it, but I don't know, man. Like, Okada, they're doing it right with him. I feel like the longer they allow him to build this type of style up in AEW, the more and more distinct AEW is going to be from WWE.
Yeah, because... the more variety that they have, you're just going to see how different the two promotions are.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that's probably their greatest strength that they use, but I don't think they play.
Yeah, they need to like lean into it more. I don't know why they don't yet. I think they have time still, obviously. But if they want to be a true... like, rival to WWE, they need to stop playing into WWE's hand like they have been. Because honestly, I feel like this Punk situation played into into WWE's hand a lot more than it obviously didn't play into AEW's hand. Because they got, what, like 100,000 out of it? But WWE's been able to basically brush it off and not only maintain viewership, but increase because of it.
Yeah, I mean, they've been steady, and I think they're on like 18, 19 sellout shows.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's a weird situation, but I'm hoping that with like Okada being in the mix and them kind of pushing...
You guys fucking hear that?
No.
Yeah, fucking woodpecker behind me.
That's awesome. I was wondering why he keeps looking off all weird. Like, I don't hear nothing. Yeah. Like, I'm expecting, like, gunshots or something.
I can't see him, but he's, like, right back that
way. Do you have a chancla?
No, I don't.
Well, if you had a chancla, those things are, they're built-in homing. So you just have to, whip it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I feel like Derek is making up words again.
No, he's not.
I'm not.
We're just too white to be familiar with.
That's true.
That makes sense.
That's true. Yeah. I guess, yeah, for any of you who have the pasty skin like me, the three of us, rather, chanclas are sandals that mothers wear and will beat you with and or throw at you. And those things always hit. They always hit.
Yeah. You know what always hits also is FTR versus Young Bucks. They got a ladder match tonight, boy.
Damn, was that good. Damn.
You set me up. You set me up.
You know what? It was on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The jank, was. Janky, and janker, you know what? We're full steam ahead. We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
We did it.
Did it. Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to this match. I think FTR has been on a huge rise. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like it's going to come to a point where they might stall out at AEW and need to move on to another brand.
It's entirely probable and likely. They were real hot like last year,
mm-hmm.
let's say, and the year before that. They've cooled off a little bit. I think that might be on purpose considering, you know, Cash got pulled over with a gun in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
They might be playing a little bit of wait and see what happens with that situation. Decide anything with them?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's a big one. Honestly, though, I could see them in the next few years or when their contract is up either moving to WWE for a short time and trying out their luck in the beast that is that machine, or
I don't know. I don't know if I see that happening because it's been a while since they've been, and like they have made no like gestures of like towards WWE. I mean, their name is still FTR, which is Fuck the Revival.
Oh, the revival was.
I mean,
but. Again, where the money's at.
They made a reference just last week to like if it, you know, AEW, they might be shaving each other's backs, which last thing they did in WWE on camera in a shower locker room.
I mean, I'll shave my back, WWE, mm-hmm. if you're listening. I will.
Not even for money.
Well, no, that'll be for money. If I'm going to put it on camera, that's for money.
Yeah.
Always got to get paid.
Yeah. That being said, you know, getting paid, that's part of wrestling. I mean, CM Punk came back to WWE. Nobody else thought that would happen.
I didn't think it was, personally. I really thought that bridge was burnt way too hard, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I was dead wrong. But, I mean, if they didn't go to WWE, I mean, you know, it would probably be like Ring of Honor or New Japan and still kind of be linked to AEW to some degree.
Yeah, I could definitely see them in New Japan. I could see them even doing a stint if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is also where I'm going to make a baseless speculative guess.
Okay.
That this match is where we're going to see surprise appearance of the Motor City Machine Guns.
I would enjoy that, actually. I remember hearing some hints about them like a month ago. Because they put out like a little teaser thing that made it seem like AEW was the home for them soon. I would enjoy that personally. I think that would be awesome. I think that'd be a great way to introduce them into here. And you know what? When you have Nicholas Jackson and Matthew Jackson, they're the perfect ones to beat up to introduce yourselves. And they love having themselves get beat up by others. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, they've been since like the start of the company. Since the take pins and take losses to put over tag teams. Yep. Rightfully so. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Damn. It works.
Yeah. I mean, those early day super kicks and all that, man, that drew me in, you know. I think, honestly, if you're going to bring them in against anyone, bringing them in against the Young Bucks, and hell, bringing them in against FTR, great choice. All it does is elevate all three, personally, in my mind.
And, like, they're already widely regarded as one of the best tag teams to ever do it.
Yep.
You know, put them in the main event picture with the tag team.
Yeah. Show them off, make them look like they have real heat coming in right away. It's the best way to do it during a pay-per-view.
Yeah, especially now when the Bucks are probably at their...
Yes. Yeah, and honestly, doing this would allow the Bucks to either cement this gimmick going on right now even more, or transition to something new if they really wanted to.
Yeah. I think this gimmick that they have currently now with egotistical hyper meta bullshit that they've been doing lately.
Yeah.
I think it's still got legs. I think it's still got some juice in that for them to work it out.
I think so too.
I don't know how long they can drag it out, like the characters and stuff like that, but I want to see this probably keep going for a little bit longer until they can work something out with, Hangman and Kenny and have them come back.
Yeah, yeah, which still no new update on Kenny, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But he has been reviewing matches still.
Yeah, he's been streaming on Twitch and really had some, like, really well-justified and well-thought takes. Like, the dude has got, like, I swear he's the nicest man on the fucking planet as far as wrestlers go. Because, like, the way that he complimented Roman's entire with the belt was like 100% correct and still super nice and still like well measured.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Which is like there was some kinks along the way with Roman's reign. And a lot of that isn't necessarily on Roman himself, you know. But the way that Kenny expressed it was awesome. He's just a good dude. He's just a good dude.
And as far as I know, they still haven't determined.
Yeah, as far as I haven't seen, they haven't determined anything either. I have a feeling it won't be until summer where we'll maybe hear some sort of update about that.
Maybe. I don't know. Diverticulitis is something that really sucks hard. That can disrupt your entire life.
Which, as we're seeing...
Yeah.
He's lucky enough to have a career in which he can still stay relevant and not have to worry nearly as much as some other people do. I'm happy for him.
Yeah. I mean, we might get lucky, you know, considering he's not in the, doing the dates on the road. And, you know, Hideo Kojima is, currently working on an Death Stranding, which is known for, bringing in some wild cameo. Fingers crossed, maybe we get some Kenny.
Hideo Kojima, Mr. Kojima, if you're listening to this, please. Yes, have Kenny in there in any role. He'll love it.
Or, another Yakuza game. He's been in. They're making names.
That would be awesome. Oh my gosh. Hell, I want to be in a video game. Put me in a video game.
We can make that happen.
Hell yeah. It's a timeless thing, Alex. Video games. And speaking of timeless, I'm not as good at this. Okay, you know what?
I appreciate the effort. You get an A for effort.
Thank you. Yeah.
Too bad grade counts towards nothing.
Yeah. You know what? It filled my self-esteem, because nothing is more timeless than having good self-esteem, Walsh. And speaking of timeless, we're talking about the Tony Storm versus Thunder Rosa match, and even though we did kind of already talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of covered that a little bit already, and I appreciate you trying to run it back immediately after stumbling, only to do the same thing again. It's like, you're like Sideshow Bob in The Simpsons, where he gets stuck stepping on rakes
over
in the parking
and
lot
after over
and over again.
It's like my dice rolls, man. It's just L's. It's just fucking L's. But I own it.
L's all day.
I own it.
We covered a lot of this already. At the end of the day, I mean, we're probably going to see some shenanigans with either. Tony Storm retaining.
I'm expecting a good fucking match out of this, regardless.
As far as, like, heavy hitters go in this division, you can't get Tony Storm. So.
Yeah, it would be weird if the belt was dropped tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe next week we'll be talking about, like, how they were able to pull it off. I don't know, but I doubt it. I feel like this is a way to make the belt look stronger.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right there. We might be looking just the match itself. Enough the story, the title change significant.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. We'll have to wait and see.
Throw in interference, disqualification, and shenanigans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. It's definitely possible.
Which would lead to a very bitter rivalry, which could be really fun. It'd be a way to pull it off, so...
No. I mean, Thunder Rosa doesn't really. Now, Baker being off TV for as long as she's been off TV.
Yeah. I don't think it would give enough heat for Thunder Rosa to take the belt this early. I think it would be better for her character to not win tonight, so.
Unless she cheated and we get a. A full-on heel turn from Thunder Rosa.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, on that one, I could agree. That could work.
Yeah.
Which would be fun, too, because a heel Thunder Rosa would be an awesome Thunder Rosa, so...
Just extra brutal, but throw in some cheating, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like heels. Heels tend to be more fun. Kind of like how villains are, like how actors like to play villains, because you get to be more hammy and... over the top and everything. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of over the top, though.
Sylvester.
Yes. Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson.
Yeah. This is the second match on the card that I...
This one's going to be crazy. Guaranteed. Yeah.
This one might be scary, actually.
Yes.
Will Ospreay is a fucking madman. Bryan Danielson is a sadistic son of a bitch. And a masochist.
Yeah, I'm expecting to see them try and outdo each other on who can do the craziest thing in the ring,
mm-hmm.
or out of the ring, or off of the ring, or what have you, whatever combination you need. The hype for this match has already been over the top, so I'm expecting a lot.
Yeah, this is probably the number two match I'm looking forward to.
I mean, we've already seen how Ospreay is coming in. The speed in which that he's willing to throw his body is insane.
And then you pair it with somebody like Danielson, who can put together a match in his sleep that's all 5 stars.
Exactly. Like, I'm expecting some gold out of this, man. I'm expecting a 5-star match. I probably shouldn't put it that high up, but because of how these two are, man, I just feel like it's definitely attainable.
It's definitely attainable. Like, only thing I'm afraid of is Danielson does have a tendency to overdo things when it's a big match. Mm-hmm. You know, like when he had his showdown with Kata, he broke his fucking forearm and kept going. When he had that match and he faked a seizure to play up his head injuries, you know, sometimes he has a habit of things too far, and that's the only thing I have a slight worry about.
I feel like with Ospreay's style of wrestling, though, it'll play into that more because he's willing to do those extra things. I mean, who knows? We could very well be talking next week about some injuries and shit that happened. I think the likelihood is just there because, like, with Ospreay's entrance, man, he walked away with some bruises, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting that and more. So,
I mean, we could have a double decapitation and after they slice each other's heads off. Who knows?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
It'd be terrifying.
But the the biggest match though.
The main event.
The one. Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland. Swerve. I'm excited, boys. I am excited. I honestly feel like this is the time for Swerve to take the belt.
Yeah. At the same time, I wouldn't be upset with Joe retaining either. Because Joe is a fantastic champ.
Yes. Yes, I think he's honestly elevated the belt itself.
Yeah, after, like, MJF's title run, you know, it was okay. And then it seemed like Joe's run was going to be a little bit flatter than even MJF's, but I think he's extraordinarily well and just brought it back up to that top tier, you know, championship level.
I agree. Some of it I don't fully blame on MJF, you know, because obviously there's always some blame, but I feel like where his kind of puttered out and stalled, Samoa Joe's has been able to overcome that and actually keep the belt not only relevant, but keep heat on the belt overall.
Yeah.
Especially with working with Swerve lately, because those two together put on such a good show. Just such a good show. They play into each other's strengths really well. So.
Yeah. And for, honestly, I can't remember the last time that outside of MJF versus Adam, a matchup for the title where it wasn't like a clear face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're
true.
Both kind of in between and they're making it work.
Yeah. I've liked Joe's kind of like anti-hero kind of vibe he's given off since retaining. Since holding the belt, especially against Swerve, because it does feel like two not necessarily bad guys going up against each other. And I mean, that last match those two had together cemented this this rivalry for me. I think it's honestly one of AEW's best rivalries for this belt that they've had in a while.
Yeah, and honestly, you strap up Swerve and immediately got Hangman to reignite what they had going.
Yeah. Oh man, I cannot wait for that, because that match too, Hangman Page and Swerve, man, dude. That could give nightmares for an unsuspecting person. That match just kept fucking going.
Mm-hmm. Then you throw in a belt into that mix to up the stakes. I mean, those boys are crazy. They might take it to a whole new level.
I mean, plus, you know, Samoa Joe deserves a break, man. Go ahead.
He's been carrying the company.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Very much kind of like how Roman carried the company for WWE for a long time. I feel like if he were to drop the belt tonight, it would make a lot of sense overall for the belt. I think it would only strengthen it. But him keeping it, I think, would strengthen it too. So, as much as I think...
This is one of those ones where you, like, you can go either way. You can obviously see now Swerve to take the belt, but also it makes perfect sense for Joe to keep the belt too. So it becomes that level of uncertainty that makes for a good main event match.
Yes.
You know, where you can't say with 100% certain this is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think that's great overall because it keeps things interesting, and we're going to be talking about it for the whole week, if not longer. So,
yeah.
I mean, how long have we been talking about the Hangman Swerve freaking match?
Since their Texas Death Match.
Yeah. Which was what, February? January?
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere around there. Walsh, you don't watch AEW, so I have to know. Who do you think is going to win tonight for the belt? Is it going to be Samoa Joe or Swerve?
I'd say Samoa Joe because I know that name better.
Okay. but your expert opinion, though, knowing Swerve and his entire career, explain why Swerve is going to lose.
Okay, so in Swerve's third ever match, now, not talking professional, this is high school wrestling.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we're talking high school.
Hurt a pinky toe. That injury is going to come back into play.
Yes.
Throw off his whole match. He's going to walk into the ring, be like, that old wrestling injury, my pinky toe.
When he faced off against Seamus O'Toolson for the whatever high school he went to championship belt.
What was it? Nib High?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Walsh once again proving why he is the best at looking up.
Yes. For any of you who haven't seen our GM mode playthroughs, Walsh, man, your bookings are amazing. They're the ones we remember. I don't remember mine, and I don't remember his.
No.
There we go. That way. Yeah. I get to know.
Yeah, you get to know
which side to do it, and I still fucking know. Just like we were talking about earlier. I just take L's. But Walsh has a way of making not only good bookings that end up doing great, like star wise, but are just memorable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I don't always get the best stars.
No, but they're fun.
That's fun.
The yeah. They make sense in my head. If you're not making sense of it, what's the point?
Honestly, WWE, AEW, if you are listening, you should have him be a writer. That's some good like foreshadowing and stuff that you've done, especially with
you know, just take my GM mode, put it on air.
Yeah.
Just do exactly what I did.
Exactly.
Yeah, Brian Gortz, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Dewey, give Walsh a call.
Yep.
He's our
boy. And he'll he'll treat you right.
Get fired in the first 3 hours. Yeah, like, wait. The first match you have set up is the Golden Crisp Sugar Bear? Where the fuck are we gonna get?
Hey, they had Knuckles on NXT Stand and Deliver WrestleMania. They can get the bear from Golden Crisp.
I think he's right on that. Yes, I think he's right. They could easily get the bear from Golden Crisp.
You know what? Give me a call. I'll tell you who he goes up again if you give me the money.
Leave him wanting
Stick him the frog. I can't hold that.
Oh man! Y'all ever heard of Slappy the Frog?
I think it's Smacky.
Is it?
And he is. He's actually not real.
Oh really? Oh, sad.
I think we got rid of him on top of that.
I had to look it up.
Oh, that's sad.
They're like, no, this was made up.
Man. But since we're speaking of people who like to not believe in things, Oklahoma recently had a little run-in with AEW and kind of tried to lay the smackdown on them. And Tony Khan decided to slap back.
I don't know if I would classify it as a slap back, more as a dad, I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
Which to me is enough of a slapback, because honestly, what hurts more, someone screaming in your face or daddy's disappointed in you?
Yeah. Now, Walsh, since we got to loop you in on through here, the Oklahoma Sports Authority Association Committee, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Oklahoma State Sports, you know, hierarchy thing. They issued a warning to AEW for having a transgender woman compete against a female wrestler.
A transgender woman go up against a cis woman wrestler.
Yes, yes.
Both women.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, no difference.
Yeah. They were upset that Nyla against, I believe, a local talent.
Yes.
I can't remember.
I believe it was local talent. It was a jobber, no less, at the very least. So.
Yeah. So apparently Oklahoma believes that the sanctity of wrestling was broken by having a transgender compete in wrestling.
Yes.
Some people have too much time on their hands. Serious? Yeah. That's a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah, they said there would be repercussions if AEW attempted it again in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Guess what our next show is? We're going back to Oklahoma and doing the same goddamn thing.
Damn straight. Let's get Nyla Rose out here. Let's strap her up with a belt.
Not only that, but if there was a way to fucking embarrass these goddamn bigots who are trying to fucking eradicate trans people and eradicate their rights, what better way than wrestling? Where, like, people of all fucking walks of life come to wrestle. What better way to take down these fucking bigots, man? Seriously. Especially with where so many of their of the people who watch wrestling are also bigots.
Now, I'm just putting it out there, like, putting all the political stuff aside, they're complaining about professional wrestling. Do they realize it's entertainment and not like, oh, they're going to set world records and we're all going to be mad? It's entertaining.
They're going to be mad at the writers? Like,
yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. You know what? They should go back and tell Shakespeare he's wrong and that women should play women and not men.
Yes.
Thank you.
I was going to bring that up. Or like the Greeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's insane.
One of the most ass-backward things I've ever heard of in this business.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, if they were like trying to go after the segment of the wrestling audience that holds these beliefs, they are not a big segment of the wrestling audience.
No,
quite the contrary. They're very much a small group. Wrestling tends to be very inclusive, and AEW and with Nyla is no exception.
Yeah, surprisingly, wrestling, pro wrestling,
yes,
is one of the farthest left sports that you see.
Yes.
I think it's only beaten by things like women's tennis and the WNBA.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to me that they would go after something that is like, fake. I don't really want to say it like that, but, you know, like, it's writing. A lot of this is pre-written. So, like, Nyla's win was pre-written. It wasn't one person's better than the other in trying to do this weird argument that trans people competing against other cis people is somehow an issue. Like, it's just weird. And it's a weird hill to die on for them. Because at the end of the day, they're going to be on the wrong side of history on this, as every other hateful group has been. So why die on this hill?
On top of which, not even like the wrong side of history, but also dumb side of history.
True. True. It's very dumb to take up the bigot stance of these people should not exist, because time and time again, it's always been proven that it's the stupid decision to make to die on this hill.
Yeah.
At least long term, so.
But yeah, so instead of our usual fuck Oklahoma.
Yeah, fuck you, Oklahoma.
You know, you can't just say fuck Oklahoma. I mean, there's a lot of people in Oklahoma. you can say fuck most of Oklahoma. There's probably at least three good people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And to any of you that are on native soil in the Oklahoma lands, land back. Land back.
Yeah. I just want to give you guys a quick update. I was just checking the feeds here. Mm-hmm. And it appears that the Young Bucks have arrived for Dynasty in a cyber truck.
Oh, God. Was that thing dragged in? Wasn't that just recalled?
I'm looking here. The Young Bucks are too big for recalls.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Okay. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's bulletproof and it'll explode on its own.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't, audience, if you own a Cybertruck, please, please do not take that thing through a car wash on a sunny day. Do not drive through a puddle when there is dust nearby.
Do not use the accelerator.
Yep, that too. Yep. Don't slam your doors too hard.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere near what looks like a gravel road. I don't care about being on it. Just don't even be near one or near the essence of one.
Yeah. Stay out of temperatures that are too cold.
Yep.
You know, I'm no consumer expert or anything, but maybe just fucking sell it and get something else.
If you could.
If you could. You're not allowed to sell it.
Okay, push it in a lake.
Yeah.
Or, actually, you know what? Try and jump over the lake.
Didn't a CEO of a company die in a Cybertruck because it went into a lake and she couldn't get out of it?
God, I hope not.
I think that
happened just a couple weeks ago. Oh my God!
Oh, shit.
Was that just after? Because didn't Musk just recently say that for a few seconds it floats or something, or a few minutes? So
he said it was like a amphibious.
Yeah, for like a moment or two or something, like. I don't know. The dude lies.
Anything's amphibious if you throw it in the water.
That's true. That's actually a good point, because amphibious does not necessarily mean float.
I mean, it goes in water. Yeah, anything goes in water. Will it survive water?
Yeah, Angela Chow, the sister secretary.
Wait, for the transportation secretary?
Yeah, younger sister of the former transportation secretary, Elaine Chao.
Oh, my God. Mitch McConnell's wife?
Yeah. It just says her Tesla. Yeah, she backed up her Tesla into a pond, got trapped underwater. That was February 11th.
Because of the pressure. That might be why some of these recalls are happening now then.
It was a Tesla Model X. It wasn't a Cybertruck. Okay, so we're slightly off.
Okay. Still rip. That sucks. Yeah. That's awful. That's a horrible way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be set on fire. Cause as far as I'm aware, one of the most painful ways to go is drowning.
Yeah.
Everyone rewatch the Mythbusters episode, How to Survive If Your Car Goes in the Water.
Yes. Yes. Good call. Yes. I was just going to say.
Step one, I remember, is stay calm.
Yep. Wait until the pressure equals out.
Yeah. On that note, actually, everyone, after this, just go watch all of Mythbusters again.
Yes.
Just all of them. Up until, like, the last season or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Like before.
It was fun, but they were running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Didn't someone from Mythbusters pass away recently? Was it Grant or somebody?
Yep.
That's a couple of years ago now. Yeah, Grant passed away.
God, rest in peace, brother. But, man... I loved Mythbusters. And not only that, watch Mythbusters just for the sheer fact of watching two people who absolutely detest each other get along on camera.
They don't. They never said that.
Oh, I thought they hated each other.
No, they're not friends.
Oh, I know they don't like each other. Oh, I just thought they just didn't.
Oh, no.
Beyond, like, didn't like.
No, they actually respect the hell out of each other, from my understanding, because they both come at it from different angles, and they're like, that's actually a really good idea, but your idea is really let's smash them together for an even better idea.
Oh, well, that makes it even more wholesome then.
All right, time to go home. See you tomorrow. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, that's it.
That just makes it even more wholesome. Definitely check it out, because there are some great ideas on Mythbusters, and some stuff gets set straight for sure on old myths.
Yeah.
I think my favorite episode, honestly, was the duct tape boat. That one was a lot of fun.
I'm remembering that one. I think my favorite was the attempt at the...
The attempt at what?
Yeah.
The Archimedes sun laser.
Oh, yeah. That one's good, too.
That one's mm-hmm. really good.
Adam still does stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. And... He's got a great channel, Tested.
Yeah. Check it out if you haven't. There's some great stuff on there.
His one-day builds are impressive, to say the least.
Yeah. And that Iron Man armor is awesome. So...
I'm jealous of his workshop.
I am too.
Oh yeah. Like I want to buy an end mill and a lathe, and I have no reason to.
Other than I need it.
Like look what I could make.
Forge your own.
Yeah.
Just make your own.
That's not how those work, Derek.
No. Here's what we do. We get a 3D print, and then we use it to make medieval armor.
Yep.
No, I'd need a real one because of the tolerances you need and the precision machining. You can't just mess around with that. You have to go back to the 60s and buy one of those.
Stop bringing science into this. Stop bringing math into this.
Yeah, like let us have our 3D printer fun with our 3D printed armor where we'll run at each other with real swords and then find out real fast that we should have done that.
You know what? I got some cardboard in the garage. I'll get your armor all made up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, that's perfect. Let's get to it now.
I think that's Boys, great.
Let's go do that.
Let's go do that
cardboard
now.
Square on a string.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Put it over.
So much for watching. If you enjoyed what you saw today, remember to like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends. Let us know what kind of armor we should make out of cardboard and what sort of sweet ninja karate moves we should do in the garage.
Yeah, let's go get some watermelons.
Yeah. Not only that, let us know what you thought of Dynasty. I'm looking forward to switching over once we finish this to go watch that and then edit this and then go to bed. I'm excited. I hope you all enjoyed it. Let us know what you thought of it. And Walsh, are you excited to watch Dynasty?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, next week our subject is going to be, is AEW back? Because this could be the pay-per-view that makes or breaks them.
I think that's a great title for an episode.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's get to it.
Thank you all, though. Y'all have a good night, and boys, tell everybody to have a good night.
Have a good night, boys.
Night, everybody.